Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory. And yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week as we continue looking at abiding in Christ. You know, not a bit of reality in Christ is possible unless we have been broken of our self-life. All that is of God in us must begin and end at the end of ourself. Let me say that again. This is important. All that is of God in us must begin and end at the end of ourself. God must be able to reduce us down to less than zero, or we will stray from the ways of God. And the more of our self-life that is alive, then the more we will stray from God and His ways. Now, that's not only individually, my friend, but even as a nation. The more a nation, America, or any nation, strays from the foundational truths of the Word of God, the more the nation will experience ungodliness and immoral behavior. You know, I'm still just amazed and just bewildered, over the Democratic Party's main platform plank is abortion. The Democratic Party, what I call the party of Moloch. But it's not just abortion, it's abortion on demand. No questions asked. It just boggles my mind to the arrogance and the open disrespect the Democratic Party has for God and life and God's ways. And yet many Democratic Christians expect God to bless America. Really? Are they kidding? Do they really expect God Almighty to bless America when America shakes her fist in the face of God? Oh no, my friend. They are deceived to the truth. They are operating out of the evil that is in their heart. All of those who support a quote-unquote woman's right to choose, or better known to God and people who know the truth as abortion, are guilty of the blood and the murder of every life taken when they vote for a party that supports such a heinous, abominable act before God. Also open in anger is a display by all of the LGBTQ folks that shake their fist in the face of God. Do you know what the word lascivious means? And you can check that out in 2 Corinthians 12:21 and Galatians 5:19. But it means it's a practice of debauchery and a lewdness. In a word, to be lascivious is to be unclean and lustful. It was condemned by Jesus and everybody else in the Bible. Well, today we see this ungodly character trait in the lives of the homosexuality crowd, the sodomites and the lesbians, that's right, and the LGBTQ folks. They are in your face, shaking their fist in your face and in God's face. Oh, my friend, be not taken by the ways of the world that call abortion and homosexuality and transgenderism okay. They are not. They are deception. They are evil. They are open sin. They are open sin and very disrespectful to God and His children. God is not mocked, my friend. If America continues in such ungodly things, God will not allow America to continue to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. And unless the church, the moral compass of any nation, gets back to preaching and teaching the truths of the Word of God, America and any nation who follows her actions and ways will be cut down. God will give them over to their enemies, and they will be made captives. And God is no joke, my friend. God will not be mocked. But still in my mind, I can still see all of those folks at the 2024 Democratic Convention shaking their fist in the face of God, mocking Him as babies were aborted on the streets and mobile clinics. Now, do not tell me God was pleased. Take heed, America. God is not mocked. He is coming. Now listen, unless there is a significant change of heart in America to remove our candle. America has to see and be completely convinced that without Christ, she can do nothing And God means that. And God means that. This has to be a truth that has been experienced and settled in our nation and in the heart and lives of each person there. Just not a denominational principle or teaching, oh no, which we give mental assent to. Now listen, if the people of America have been broken and severed from their old life, that by the cross can America and her people begin again to abide in Christ by faith. Amen? Now, as I said last week, this week we will start looking at freedom from sin. What a thought, freedom from sin. But most Christians try to get free from sin by fighting sin. Let me say that again. Most Christians try to get free from sin by fighting sin. Or how? We fight sin by trying to make ourselves stop sinning. We fight sin by trying to make ourselves obey God. We fight, many of us have been told that God will give us the strength to accomplish this, but there's a problem here. This doesn't work, does it? If we could stop sinning, then Christ's death was in vain on the cross, because we always had the ability in us to take care of ourselves, But no, that's not true. No, 1,000 times no. We have to come to absolutely understand this fact. Now, open up your spirit here. None of us have within ourselves the resources necessary to deliver ourselves from ourselves. Let me say that again. None of us have resources in ourselves necessary to deliver ourselves from ourselves. But even more, we must understand that God does not give us the resources, the power, that is necessary to deliver ourselves. Yet, it is commonly taught that God does this exact thing. Many teach that God gives us the strength and power to defeat Satan in ourselves. Some teach that God acts upon our humanity and elevates it to the point to where we can overcome. Oh no, this is often called the work of the Holy Spirit. But oh no, my friend, this is error. It is not the work of the Holy Spirit. God never makes any of us strong or powerful. He never gives us some power or strength to overcome. Rather, what he does, now listen, to do this makes us the reality, and he shows us that our utter and complete weakness within ourselves. And if we will realize this weakness, then we can put our faith in the one God does give us to us, and that is Jesus Christ. Wow. Back in September of 24, we returned from Romania and Bulgaria. What a wonderful trip of God's protection and provision. Not once, but a few times. But Karen shared one night at a church, and she talked about how she felt so weak the entire 3 weeks that we were in Romania and Ukraine. She said it was strange. She has never experienced such weakness, but we were going in harm's way many times, as I said, where God had to be strong in our lives. And the more that we saw our need for God's strength and our need for Him, the more of our weakness was pronounced. The more successful we were when we saw God's strength and had our weakness. Wow. Karen experienced this wonderful truth that Paul experienced in 2 Corinthians 12. It says, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Wow, let me say that again. For when I am weak, Paul said, then am I strong. So when we are weak, then God is strong. Did you get that, my friend? When we are weak, then we are strong. Not too many Christians today want to be weak. Maybe that is why there's not too many Christians that are truly strong. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that you have a tremendous week and that you get this. And it is so imperative that America turns her heart back to God. If not, America will be gone. America will slip into the annals, never to be heard of again, conquered by her enemies, the enemies within their heart and then the enemies without, that God always uses all throughout the scriptures to punish and just, you know, destroy a nation that walks away from God. God bless. More next week. Amen.